Read the verse.
The self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets.
Hare Guru, Prabhu sent me that verse this morning in some Bhagavatam class this morning. We're talking about that verse and talking about other verse, very famous verse in the 8th canto. Tapyampi lokatapena sadhavo praso jana paramaradhanam tadhi purushaya kilatmanam. That great personalities almost always undertake personal difficulty for the benefit of others, because paramaradhanam tadhi, this is the best way to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're talking about, there's this word anugraha here, and Manjari was just explaining the Sanskrit of it, which raises it to another level.
Not merciful is the word for word. Ananugraha. Ananugraha.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have anugraha. But says graha means to reach, and anugraha means to reach after, when you're actually reaching after. To reach, that's what real mercy means. Not people who come to you, or not people who you bump into, but to reach out, catch other people. That's what anugraha, and we have to have that anugraha. So, and therefore this is our sadhana. That's why Prabhupada would just send everyone out to preach, to actually acquire. It's not easy, it's very difficult. Therefore it says tapyante, voluntary suffering. It's suffering, certainly, especially in Kali Yuga, to try to convince others of Krishna consciousness. And not only is the environment harsh, but the people are harsh. And although there's many nice people, it becomes a real challenge. And then even after class, I was thinking, well, one thing is when you give it to the non-devotees, the other one is that after they've already had it and they become devotees, tapyante lokatapena, actually there can be a lot more suffering involved in trying to do anugraha to devotees than to do anugraha to karmis. It's one thing if a stranger kicks you, but if a family member kicks you, then that hurts more. And but still, that's the risk. That's the risk you take. And there's a high risk factor involved. In fact, it's almost a certainty, or at least when people pay it, that's unguru. When we, for instance, when we do initiation, okay, what's the percentage that this is actually, people are really going to stick to this? Vows, chanting, and seriously going back to Godhead. But still, paramaradhanam tadhi, it is the best way to worship Krishna, because Krishna says, yadidam paramam guhyam, And then he says, Yani tam mama bhakteshu, I sent you that verse? Sampradayat supushkalam tasya ham brahmadayasya dadami atmanam atmana. Here Krishna uses the word daya. This is to those who give this transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. He says, dadami atmanam atmana. I give my 11th canto, I give my very self.
Yeah.
I give them my very soul. So it's a... and it's a... it's reflective, the mood of that these verses speak of, Lord Shiva, then Krishna speaking to Uddhava, then... What was that other one? The fourth canto, that was Maitreya speaking. That it's a type of sadhana. It's a sadhana that helps us understand the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. Basically, anything for Krishna. Whatever it is, then they'll do anything for Krishna. And this is the practice. This is sort of what it really means. May generally just start off. We're doing it not because we really feel so much for others, but because we do it out of a sense of duty or obligation. But still, you do something out of duty long enough, and it'll become second nature. So throughout Bhagavatam, this concept of doing good to others, and which already sort of takes in itself that people understand that Bhagavatam only talks of one type of good, and that good is Yajna Sankirtana Praya. It's Bhagavatam's not interested in welfare activities or so on. It's only interested in Dharma Svanustitam Pungshan, giving the best. Here also, Sampradayat, instruct Sampradayat. Giving the best thing. And sampradaya also means the top.
It's bad to give, and then prada is the completeness.
Give the complete thing, give the best thing. The best thing is to give Krishna. Krishna Shaitamar, Krishna Dutipar, Tomara Shakara Acha. So they that type of mood. Did you see that Twitter that he put up yesterday? So you don't see my Twitter page. Anyways, it's very good, very simple, very good. But ultimately, it's when someone really gives everything. They give their heart to Krishna. And in a very sort of special way. And when they do that, then Krishna gives himself. That's what he says. The dami atmanam atmana. So only residents of Vrindavan does Krishna actually give himself. And of the residents of Vrindavan, to only the gopis does actually Krishna give himself even completely. Someone once sang, it's a long and winding road. but one of our neighbors. But still, Lord Chaitanya therefore emphasized this so much, this Yogyai Sankirtana Praya. In due course of time, you find it becomes second nature, which doesn't mean that it won't be painful, but still, it becomes the means to buy the acquire the most valuable thing. Hare Krishna.